Rio Nido, and that's a Boswell Sisters arrangement that was old when Rio Nido recorded it in the 70s. It's one of the group's favorites. But while Rio Nido still loves that old music, getting back together means more than revisiting old times. Taking a break in a group rehearsal, Prudence Johnson reflected on the group's history.
We were really young. I think when we met, Tom was still in his teens. Tim and I not far ahead. And we were all just sort of discovering this this genre of music that came out of the 20s and 30s. It was, you know, it was exciting to us, and we were beginners, really. I mean, for the most part. And so we would just sit down and learn these arrangements right off the record. Not to say that we didn't sometimes devise our own arrangements of things, but I think another thing to point out is there would be absolutely no improving on a Boswell Sisters arrangement of anything, so why not, you know? And this, but a lot of our material just came right off the record, and people really liked it because they came out in droves to hear it.
Tom, you Rio Nido band members have spent so many years apart and had so many different musical experiences that getting back together means putting new spins on older music.
The Jitterbug Waltz is a great example because it's just such a beautiful tune, and most people, of course, know it as a great jazz waltz instrumental from Fats Waller. I remember seeing it in the play Ain't Misbehavin', and they had, I think it was Richard Maltby was the primary lyricist for that show, and he added some lyrics to the Jitterbug Waltz. And then we were starting to work up our own arrangement, and Tim came up with a counter melody and kind of this new section, and he wrote some lyrics for that, and then I added some lyrics to it, and it became an entire new movement of the tune.
The lights have turned to blue.
The dancers are gone.
The room is fading too, but I just move
ahead. Nothing to do but waltz. My inhibition song.
There's nowhere else to go.
I must be getting drunk on this three-quarter rhythm.
Waltz. You can't suggest that we could go on jitterbugging. We've nothing left for moves more strenuous and hugging. But we don't need much room to gently cut a rug in, we two. So come, let the waltz play.
We're speaking with members of Rio Nido, and Tim Sparks is one of the guitar players. Rio Nido today is doing a lot more original music than previously.
We're really excited about the shows we do today because we are creating a lot of new material, and I think part of that is the fact that we've all had very vivid arcs as individuals, as artists, and now that we're back together, it's natural that all this extra information and creativity and skill percolates up into new things that we're putting together.
The tune of yours, Dulce Aqua, where's it come from?
Well, that's originally a song I wrote inspired by staying in a little town on the Italian Riviera when I was over there working in Italy in a house that belonged to my friend Luca Gilmetti, who's a great Italian singer-songwriter. And anyway, I had this song, and I showed it to Tom, and because I saw Tom was really writing a lot of great original material, and I thought maybe he might create a lyrical adaptation. So I kind of described Dulce Aqua and how it's a little town kind of on the hills and then close to the ocean, and then his imagination kind of ran wild with him, and he came up with this beautiful image of the rain and the ocean. And like Prudence said, it's really one of his best tunes, really.
Well, why is it that the tune has such an Arabic vibe?
Well, it had that Mediterranean vibe because that's where the song was inspired originally from, I guess. And that the whole mojo down there is that in southern France and Italy and Spain has that kind of Arabic mojo.
And the rain falls in sheets.
Falls in sheets.
As it paints the streets
and the stones
that we use.
is to guide our way.
Every day, every year, every countless tear, every morning washed away. Stories the sea will not tell, fill up a bottomless well with each return of the tide. Every ebb and flow, hinting at depths below, that's where our secrets go to hide.
Is it more fun now?
I'd say it is. But I do have to say, I mean, I really enjoy our sessions. We get a lot done, but we have a lot of fun, too. And I like how we're moving forward, too. I think if we had just come back together to sort of revive our past, it wouldn't have held a lot of interest for me. But this is really turning into something that I'm thoroughly enjoying and very proud of.
We love playing the old stuff, and you love getting together and just kind of resurrecting and rebuilding that set that we used to do. But I think there's more to it today, and we want to do more. We'd like to add our own mark, and I think we have music in us that we'd like to make as well.
Still having fun after all these years. Rio Nido, definitely a great old group doing great new things. Rio Nido performs in Minneapolis at the Dakota Wednesday, December 27th at 7 p.m. Information at dakotacooks.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.